Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 30th, 2025, through Friday, July 4th, 2025. Monday, June 30th, 2025. Cargo airline operator sentenced to 2 years in prison for paying millions in kickbacks in large-scale scheme to defraud cargo airline. Sky Shi was sentenced to a 2-year prison term for his part in a scheme to defraud Polar Air Cargo Worldwide Inc., Polar, a leading cargo airliner of more than $32 million in revenue. Shi previously pled guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and honest service wire fraud, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. According to the charging documents and other public filings and statements made in court proceedings, from at least in or about November 2020 through in or about July 2021, Shi operated SkyX Airlines, LLC, a cargo airline company based in California. During those 9 months, and without Polar's knowledge, Shi paid approximately $4.4 million in kickbacks to shell companies controlled by 3 senior executives of Polar in exchange for 2 lucrative business contracts with Polar. The fraudulently obtained contracts earned Shi and his cargo airline approximately $46 million in gross revenue and nearly $10 million in net revenue based on the sales of unused space and passenger airlines to transport cargo during the COVID-19 pandemic. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. California man sentenced to 64 months in prison for online car sales scam that defrauded hundreds of victims out of more than $10 million. Leo Shimizu was sentenced to 64 months in prison and ordered to pay more than $10.6 million in restitution for leading a nationwide money laundering conspiracy involving the proceeds of fraudulent online vehicle sales. According to court documents, the online car sales scam cheated at least 850 victims around the country out of more than $10.6 million total. Co-conspirators were part of a network that attracted online customers through fraudulent postings for vehicle sales. Shimizu, who is also known as Lil Droopy, posted and directed other individuals to post listings on websites like Craigslist and Cars.com for vehicles they were alleging to sell. In truth, the co-conspirators did not have the vehicles they claimed they were selling. Shimizu and others communicated with victims through email and phone, posing as employees of eBay, and used third parties to open bank accounts in the names of shell corporations that appeared to be affiliated with eBay. They instructed victims to wire funds to various third-party bank accounts they set up. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025. Additional 12 defendants charged in RICO conspiracy over $263 million in cryptocurrency thefts, money laundering, home break-ins. 12 additional people were charged for allegedly participating in a cyber-enabled racketeering conspiracy through the United States and abroad, that netted more than $263 million. Several were arrested in California, while 2 remain abroad and are believed to be living in Dubai. These defendants face charges that include RICO conspiracy, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Members of the enterprise held different responsibilities. The various roles included database hackers, organizers, target identifiers, callers, and residential burglars targeting hardware virtual currency wallets. Database hackers hacked websites and servers to obtain cryptocurrency-related databases or purchase databases on the dark web. Organizers and target identifiers organized and collated information across the databases to determine the most valuable targets. Callers cold-called victims and used social engineering to convince them their accounts were the subject of cyber attacks, and the enterprise callers were attempting to help secure their accounts. Money launderers received the stolen cryptocurrency and turned it into fiat U.S. currency in the form of bulk cash or wire transfers. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, July 3, 2025. Pittsburgh, PA area nursing home companies ordered to pay more than $15 million in restitution for healthcare fraud. Comprehensive Healthcare Management Services, LLC, doing business as Brighton Rehabilitation and Wellness Center, Brighton, and Mount Lebanon Operations, LLC, doing business as Mount Lebanon Rehabilitation and Wellness Center, Mount Lebanon, have been sentenced in federal court to pay a total of more than $15 million in restitution for their convictions of making false statements in connection with the payment of health care benefits and for the purpose of obstructing and impeding the investigation within the jurisdiction of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Brighton and Mount Lebanon were found guilty on 6 and 4 counts, respectively. Evidence presented at the December 2023 trial established that, acting through high-level personnel and other employees, Brighton and Mount Lebanon falsified staffing information provided to the Pennsylvania Department of Health and CMS to show that their facilities were in compliance with the conditions of participation in Medicare and Medicaid. The false certifications, which included, for example, various employees adding the names of individuals who were not actually working, not providing direct patient care, and in some cases, not even in the building, to staffing sheets to make it appear that the requisite minimum staffing ratio was being met, enabled the corporations to evade penalties for failing to provide sufficient staffing to meet the needs of the residents. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, July 4, 2025. Fugitive California physician sentenced to prison in Medicare fraud scheme. Lilit Gagakavana Baltian was sentenced to 54 months in prison for healthcare fraud arising from her false home health certifications and related fraudulent billings to Medicare. Baltian is a fugitive and was sentenced in absentia. According to court documents, Baltain was a physician licensed to practice in California and an enrolled Medicare provider. From approximately January 2012 to July 2018, she falsely certified patients to receive home health care from at least 4 Los Angeles area home health care agencies. These certifications were used by the home health agencies to fraudulently bill Medicare. In some instances, Baltain pre-signed blank, undated physician certification forms, knowing that the home health agencies would falsify the forms to make it appear that she had seen the Medicare beneficiaries and made clinical findings to support the need for home health care when she had done neither. Baltain received cash payments related to these referrals and also separately billed Medicare for signing the fraudulent certifications. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.